Yo, what's good, Splat and Chat? This is Shanti. I am back with another episode for you guys tonight. Tonight's episode is going to be the vibes, and that's basically, you know, going to be pinpointing on good vibes, bad vibes, energy, you know, everything in that sort. I'm actually glad that I chose that topic for my second episode because it's, to me, this is very important to me because I feed off energy, I feed off vibes, and, you know, so I really think this is a good topic that we all should discuss about today. I will be honest and say that I was supposed to post this episode on Friday, but I was not in the right mindset at all to speak with you guys on this topic at all, mainly because my vibe was off and I was on, you know, I had bad energy, so I wasn't in the right mindset to you know, do what I do. So we'll get into that later on into the topic, but you know, it took me a whole 2 days to be able to sit and talk with you guys on this, because my mind was really blocked. Like, I was mind fucked for 2 days because my energy was just thrown off. So I mean, today's the day. Thank God that I'm able to discuss this with you guys and I'm in a better head place. So let's get into it. When I think about the God, what am I saying? When I think about the vibes, I just think about good vibes. With that, you can always tell when someone have a good vibe within you, within themselves. I am tongue twisted. I don't know what's going on, but your girl just been a little tongue twisted lately. But as I was saying, with good vibes, you can always tell when someone has good vibes, good energy, or whatever, because it just feeds off from them, and, you know, and you guys connect, you'll know, because if it was anything negative, you would just be like, look, I don't know about all that, like, I kind of got a little bad feeling about this person, so I'm gonna just kind of fall back, and, you know, and just peep them out a little bit. So, and energy is very important. It's very important. You have to pay attention to that in someone because, like I said, that kind of stuff, it feeds off. So if someone just walks in today with a, you know, with bad energy, you're gonna eventually catch on to that bad energy. Like, it's gonna latch on to you, because don't be coming up in here with all that negative stuff when I'm in a positive mood, and you coming up in here bringing all that negative energy, spreading it all on me, and now I'm going to be feeling the way you feeling. I don't want to feel the way you feel. You know what I'm saying? I like to keep my positive energy. I like to keep my good vibes. But if you come up in here and you all down, and you know what I'm saying, keep that over there. That stuff is, you know, it's very reflective. Like, you just have to be cautious about the people who you keep around you, because you don't want that to latch on to you. Again, with that, with the people that you keep around you, you have to pay attention, because that can have an effect in your life as well. Because, I mean, you could be up, you can be doing your thing or whatever, and that person may be down or whatever. Not necessarily saying that you got to kick them when they're down, and you got to just stop, you know, being cool with them or whatever. But it's just like, if nobody's, again, like in my last episode, I spoke on, if don't nobody want it from themselves, how can you want it from them? So if you're going to be around somebody who's just, you know, they ain't elevating, they just still stuck in that one spot and not trying to move forward and try to make themselves better or whatever, and trying to get up out of that vibe that they're in, and just, you know, just elevation. If they're not on that level, and them type of people, you got to kind of kick them out of your life, because it can affect you. You got to, I mean, try to keep those around you that's on the same level as you, that y'all can relate to. Good vibes. Keep good vibes around you all the time. And it is so easy to reciprocate the vibe that someone else has onto yourself. It's so easy. And you just have to just be aware and make sure that you're strong enough to not let that affect you and just, you know, be strong enough to just sit in there and think about, like, hey, this ain't me. Like, I don't need you around me. I love you to death, but your vibes is kind of off, you know what I'm saying? And I can't deal with that. I can't have that around me, because right now I'm here and you're down here. And if we can't be here together, you know what I'm saying, you're going to kind of have to get it together, or I can't even, we're going to have to, you know, add some little space in between. So always just pay attention to that. Keep that in mind. It's just something that you just really have to pay attention to and really make sure that you just protect your energy. Protect your energy at all times. Nothing is more important than your inner peace. You just got to protect it. You don't want nothing to come into your life or come up in your way and just disturb that. You don't want no one disturbing your inner peace. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I hate when I'm disturbed. And I was so disturbed Friday that I couldn't even, you know, do what I needed to do for, you know, for myself, do something that I love. I couldn't paint because my inner peace was disturbed. I couldn't create my podcast for my second episode because my peace was disturbed. It was disturbed. So, Lord, that stuff, like I said, is so easy to reciprocate onto you. You just gotta, I don't know, you gotta be strong, you gotta kick that off. And I can't say, I was beating myself up about it, because usually that kind of stuff I can just be like, look, I don't got time for that, like, you know what, you know, I push it to the side. But this bothered me. This was a really situation, that the situation was ridiculous, but it wasn't about the situation. It was about more so because it was, you know, it had something to do with people that I loved that was involved, people that I care about. So it bothered me, you know what I'm saying? So because of that vibe, I latched on to that bad vibe, that bad energy. My inner peace was disturbed. I didn't protect my energy at that moment. You know, I let it get me. And, you know, so I felt victim to that. So I too can say that, you know, I'm giving you guys positive feedback on things, onto this topic. But I also fall victim to it to myself. So that's why it's a little, you know, it's kind of easy to, you know, spread this motivational speech onto you guys, because I too know myself how easy it is to reciprocate that kind of energy. How do you handle situations with those that give you bad vibes? It can either go two ways. With me, I'm a very blunt person. I'm just straight and forward. So if I feel like somebody that I'm, you know, that's near and dear to my heart, you know, I talk to all the time, blah, 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 I'll notify them of their energy. I'll let them know, like, look, hey, like, lately you've been on some other stuff, or, you know, I don't know what's going on with you, or, you know what I'm saying, but I'm here to let you know that this is what bothers me about you, and, you know, I'm here to help you change it. But if you don't want to change it, I mean, I don't know, but I'm just here to let you know what I've noticed within you, and it bothers me. And I'm here. I'm your friend. I'm here to tell you that it can be fixed, and I'm here with you. We can go through it together. You know, let them know. Notify them of their energy. And if they don't change, and if they don't want to change it, you got to remove them from your life. Because it's one thing if you tell somebody something about what you don't like, and if they don't care to fix it, and they just continue to do that thing that still bothers you, it's nothing more else that needs to be said. I mean, there's no need for you to keep repeating yourself. Like, it shouldn't be repetitive at all. Like, if I say something, fix it. And that goes for friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. It doesn't matter. Whatever relationship you have with somebody, you should never have to repeat yourself more than once. If you mention something to them one time about what's bothering you, if they don't do what they need to do to change it, to fix it, so that you can, you know, have that inner peace within yourself, or have the inner peace within each other, and just have a positive vibe, good vibe within each other, And if they don't change it, remove them from your life. No, nobody got time for all that. Like, no, we too old, we too grown for all that. Like, to not have a mature conversation, to not have a mature understanding on, you know, fixing the problem. We too old for that. If y'all can't understand that, then I don't know. And you'll know. You'll know if you're not feeling the vibes. Because it reflects. Like I said, you'll definitely feel it. And you, at that moment, you know, once you feel it, once you just get that bad vibe, go with your first mind. Go with your first instinct. Whatever is your gut feeling is telling you, please go with it. Because it'll never steal you wrong. Protect your energy at all times. And as far as the good vibes tip, always, you know, if it's somebody that you care about, like I said, it don't matter what the relation is within you and that person, always acknowledge the good vibes in them. Like, let that person know how much you appreciate and value their good energy, because it'll make them feel 10 times better to know, you know, that they're appreciated and you never had to question them, or you never had to just feel a certain type of way, because they always kept good vibes around you. They always kept positive energy around you, and those are the type of people you want to keep in your life. So it's just good for you and them. Always acknowledge the good energy within someone, especially if you're close. I think that is very important as well, to know how much they are appreciated. Appreciation is a beautiful thing. It's very important within relationships of all kinds. So yes, acknowledge good vibes. Also, like I said, if you share good energy with one another, it will always be easy to click and just vibe. But it's also so easy to just connect with a bad vibe too. And like I said, with that, you just have to be strong, because I've done seen, like they say, the term misery loves company. I done seen some of the most miserable people just click just because they both so damn miserable. Like, who wants to live like that? How can you just click with somebody that's just as bad as you are, but don't really see that y'all both reflecting on bad energy? Like, y'all don't want to get up out of that space. Y'all don't want inner peace within yourself. Like, I do not get it. Like, I cannot stand those that is on the same page, because y'all both are just negative. I hate a negative Nancy. Like, I don't know, them type of people, you just gotta just take them for what they are. You ain't gotta deal with it. That's just who they are, and you can just move on about your life. But keep them out of your life. Keep them away from all of your positive vibes, all of your good energy, because like I said, misery loves company. They will latch onto you and not let go, and that's just some shit that we just don't need. I don't know, I just hope everybody's like able to endure this good energy and inner peace within themselves, because it's having that good energy and good vibes is just so important. Like, it just makes you feel 10 times better about yourself, 10 times better about your sanity. You can get through a lot. Like today, like I said, I was able to actually do what I needed to do today, because, you know, I set aside the BS and was able to come back and protect my inner peace and enjoy my inner peace. When I tell you, from what, 11:30 a.m. or 12 or so, I started, you know, painting and doing other things, and I was able to get so much done today that I wanted to get done today, because I put aside that negative and bad energy and was able to just focus on what was needed, focused on the good vibes that I needed, focused on the inner peace within myself, and was able to just relax and unwind and get shit done. And that is the best way to be. It's the best feeling. It's the best thing to know that you have accomplished something at the end of the day, and you didn't just sit there and spend the rest of your day upset and mad because somebody done fucked that up for you. And that was me for 2 whole days. So, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it not one bit. Especially, oh my gosh, I can't believe I left this out. I hate going to sleep mad. So if anybody out there listening, don't piss me off at the end of the night. Do not. If we arguing or if, I don't know, we having a disagreement about some shit, I don't know. Whatever you do, I don't care what it is. Do not let me go to sleep mad, because when I tell you, I will wake up 10 times more upset than I went to sleep. And don't nobody want to see me that way, because I'm a whole fucking beast at that point. Like, anybody can get cursed out. Anybody's liable to feel my wrath because I went to sleep upset. And I don't like that. Like, please just make it better before we lay our heads down and go to sleep. Because at the end of the day, it's not even about just waking up mad. You don't even know if that person is going to wake up the next day for you to make it right or to make it better. So I've always, you know, made sure that I let everyone that I'm, you know, close with know that, like, do not let me go to sleep upset. Like, I hate going to sleep upset because tomorrow isn't promised. Anything can happen to either of us. And also, I don't want to wake up pissed the fuck off still. So don't make me mad and don't let me go to sleep mad. That's just that. So that, you know, that's another thing that can just reflect on the whole good vibes, bad vibes tip. I think that I pretty much covered and hit all the pinpoints on energy and good vibes and bad vibes. You know, I'm just starting out on this podcast, and you know, eventually I'm gonna have longer talks with you guys. You know, the time is gonna go a little bit longer than what I've been doing on topics and, you know, open discussions. But like I said, for those of you that just need advice, and you, if you don't want anyone to know what's going, you know, who you are personally, it will be anonymous. I'll never speak on your name. But you know, just send me some questions in your, in my inbox. You can send it to my email. My email is Shanti, that's Shanti Arnice, Arnice09@gmail.com. Just send me things that you just need advice on. If you have any questions, send it to my email, and I will answer them on the podcast. Just, you know, we just gotta try to extend this whole session with you guys. I did a little bit longer than last time. I'm getting there. I'm still learning. I'm still working on it. So bear with me. But also, please make sure that you give me feedback and let me know how did I do on my episodes. I would love to get good feedback, bad feedback. It doesn't matter. Just let me know. And again, if you don't have Spotify, download Spotify and search Shanti Arnice, and my podcast will pull up. And also, I am now available on Apple Podcasts and iTunes. I just got approved, so woohoo! Shout out to your girl on about 4 platforms right now. You know what I'm saying? Doing big things, doing big shit. You feel me? So download Spotify, download the Apple Podcasts. It's purple. You can't miss it. Download that shit and search Shanti Arnice. If you don't have iTunes, I don't know what to tell you. Get that shit. Download it. That's all I can say. Search Shanti Arnice. If you don't have Anchor, download it. Search Shanti Arnice and Splat and Chat will pop up. Subscribe to my podcast and please leave me some star ratings, because I mean, why wouldn't you? Also, again, if you don't have me on social media, you can find me on social media on my IG account at golden24_. That's 4 underscores or 3. Like I said, I can never remember, but it'll still pop up. You can find my art Instagram at colormebliss_. Twitter, golden24, 4 underscores, and Snapchat, Shanti211. That wraps it up for this podcast on the topic, the vibes. thank you guys for listening, and I will have more for you guys, and I hope you guys can continue to follow me, and I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Your girl is